This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. Congressional Republicans could cut funding for Medicaid. They say they're looking to cut spending and taxes. CPR health reporter John Daly says health care providers and patients alike in Colorado are bracing for tough days ahead.
Dozens gathered at Stride Community Health Center in Aurora Friday. Democratic Representative Jason Crow says that without vocal public opposition, Republicans could well slash federal funding. Lakewood resident Jean Cisneros was a longtime Medicaid enrollee.
If it wasn't for Medicaid, a lot of these people, you know, they wouldn't be getting any health care. It's not fair.
Medicaid's total federal budget is about $880 billion a year, and it covers 1.2 million Coloradans, about a fifth of the state's population. Some Republicans say it's too expensive and inefficient, but healthcare experts say it provides access and coverage results similar to that of private insurance. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The Keystone Ski Patrol Union has voted to accept a new contract with Keystone Resort after months of negotiations. The new deal was ratified this weekend and will last through the 2026-2027 ski season. Union bargaining team member Jake Randall said workers sought a higher starting wage and pay increases, along with better opportunities to grow in their careers.
Now we are actually having the company send people to go get higher advanced medical certificates so that they can come back and then attain those pay increases. So we've just increased the access to get those wage increases too.
A new contract resulted in a $2.50 increase per hour for entry-level ski patrollers. That's an increase of more than $8 per hour for more senior positions. An underground coal fire smoldering for decades in Boulder is finally out. On Thursday, the state's Natural Resources Department officially wrapped work near the Marshall Mesa trailhead. Since November, crews have been excavating coal from underground and mixing it with soil to cool it down. This is CPR News.